Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your continued support, your wonderful support of us here at the podcast. Here is the continuation of my conversation with you about surveillance and the impact that it has, the devastating impact, actually, that it can have. And it's something that people feel like a lingering kind of feeling that they have when they know that that's something that's happened to them. It's really a terrible situation all around. So we have the idea that there is an impact on self-esteem. The knowledge of being under surveillance can also negatively impact your feeling of self-worth, of capability. You can feel inadequate and have low self-worth. This idea that you need to be watched for your own good, or that you are not trusted or you can't be trusted, is a terrible way to break down someone's ability to really feel like they're capable in this world. There's also the breakdown of trust. Surveillance can erode trust on so many levels. On a personal level, people are going to feel betrayed if they discover that someone they trusted has been monitoring them. And this can lead to feelings of paranoia and suspicion, and making it difficult to form and maintain healthy relationships. Who can I trust? Who's going to let me have my privacy? And also, there is this paranoia and suspicion that can come up, because once it's something that has happened to you, you can assume it's going to happen to you again. Why would you not? And this can lead to feelings of terrible cultural, worldly distrust. And it can keep people really isolated, keeping them from making connections or asking questions of a person that can sound paranoid. Like, have you put a tracking device on my car? Have you bugged my home? Are you accessing my emails? Are you watching what I'm doing? Someone who has been through that is going to want to know. And someone who hasn't been through that is going to think that you are very anxious or paranoid, or they're going to take it as an insult that you just don't trust them. It often can lead to people really having a hard time connecting with others after this in a safe way, in a comfortable way. There's also this psychological stress and anxiety. Constant surveillance can lead to increased levels of both, because this feeling of being watched can create a sense of what we call hypervigilance, where individuals are always on edge and unable to relax. It is something that can have a long-term impact on mental health and can contribute actually to conditions such as anxiety and depression and some paranoia. So when you find that a person you're with is really excessively surveying you and you really are not quite sure what to do, because you might have been in situations before where they told you that that was for your own benefit, or it's because they love you, or because you can't be trusted, you still want to watch out to see if it is a sign of being controlled or any kind of abusive behavior. Does the person you're with frequently check your phone, your emails, your social media accounts without consent, especially if you can't check theirs? Are there frequent check-ins that during the day you need to call or text them to let them know where you are, who you're with, what you're doing, when you're going to be back? Do they try to isolate you from friends and family, making it difficult for you to maintain outside relationships, sort of keeping tabs on you by keeping control of you in that way? Are they jealous and possessive so that they will question you about all your interactions and assume that the person you're talking to on the phone is someone who they might not like, or they have given rules to you about not being in contact with, or that they're going to assume you're talking about them, so they're going to limit if you can talk to that person? These kinds of personalities will often accuse you of infidelity when it's not something you would have even considered. Do they have control over your activities? Do they dictate where you can go and how often you're doing that and with whom? It's often going to be couched in, I care about you, I worry about you, I'm concerned about your safety, kind of way of really helping to lower your defenses so you permit it. And then is there this emotional manipulation? Do they use guilt and fear and other emotional tactics to control your behavior and make you feel dependent on them, and then they can have control still on you? And is there an invasion of privacy? Do they invade your personal space and privacy, read your diary, listen in on private conversations, either by standing there and making sure that you are saying what you're supposed to be saying, or that you just see them sneaking and listening? Do they put tracking devices on you, in your purse, in your wallet, in your car, etc.? We know that there is surveillance. We know that governments do it. We know that corporations do it. We know that it happens. It is an incredible thing that it really can affect us on so many different levels.